Well, a New Zealand company has raised more than $142,000 and counting for Tonga. Heilala Vanilla, which imports vanilla pods from Tonga, originally aimed to raise $100,000, but thanks to nearly 900 donors, that target has been well and truly exceeded. Joining us now is Heilala Vanilla's chief executive, Jennifer Bogus. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
You too. Vanilla, very important industry for Tonga, so this is important. Just tell us what you're hearing on the ground there about how they've fared.
Terribly, with the worst disaster imaginable and probably like a 20-year recovery process. So it's definitely not a marathon relief effort. It's a sprint marathon effort. It's a marathon.
Yeah, yeah. 20 effort. Years. So yeah. What's happened? I mean, just give us a quick sense of how difficult it is to grow and what this has done to the crops.
Yeah, we're not actually sure about the vanilla crops, but other crops, which provide all their food security, have been damaged with the ash. So, there's thick layers of ash over crops. Reports of leaves turning yellow. We're hoping that our vanilla crops are a lot more hardy, and based on the time of the year and the seasonality, we'll fare a bit better. But at this stage, it's just a waiting game.
Yeah. So you've raised plenty of money, which is good. And what do you hope to use that for?
The immediate support is food supplies because of what I mentioned, food security. A lot of the government aid agencies are doing water with their desalination equipment. So we're sending food supplies. We've already sent one. We'll do another one. Dry goods, and shelf-stable food supplies. And following that, more sort of medium-term to longer-term, we'll be setting up nurseries with our partner on the ground there, Mordi, who... purpose is to alleviate poverty in rural communities, so it's very aligned to ours, and we've worked with them for over 10 years now in Tonga.
And so, you're still having a lot of difficulty though communicating with people on the ground there?
Yes, we are managing to speak to Mordi office in Tongatapu on the main island probably once a day, but the outer islands, which is where all the vanilla is growing, we've got one message through yesterday from one of our team members to say that they were fine, but they're based up in Vavau, so that hasn't been as affected as Tongatapu, Awa and the Harpais.
And you'll obviously have a lot of difficulty getting people into Tonga if you need to go and help. That is just not viable at the moment with the COVID-19 restrictions.
No protocol. No, exactly. So we're really fortunate that we've been operating in Tonga for 20 years, and we have some really good on the ground relationships that we can call on and be really close to what's happening. So our primary partner is Mordi. Mainstreaming of rural development and innovation. So, we're really thankful to have them to be able to support us.
So still to be determined how bad it is for the vanilla crops. It's an important industry, though, for Tonga, the vanilla?
Yes, it is, along with kava, watermelon, squash are also exported from an agricultural perspective. So we understand kava has been really impacted, reports of kava plants, turning yellow and leaves falling off. Vanilla plants are sort of a lot more waxy, a hardier texture. So it'll just depend really on ash fall. And we've heard reports it wasn't just raining ash, it was raining rocks. So hence the one nursery that we did have up there, it's completely damaged because rocks just came straight through the roof.
Boy. Well, thank you very much for updating us. Jennifer Bogus there from Heilala Vanilla, which imports vanilla pods from Tonga and has raised money to help with the relief effort there.